Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Alexander Grant, a urologist and researcher specializing in men's reproductive health and hormone balance. Today, we're diving into how long a honey pack stays in your system and the risks. All right, let me paint a picture. You're at a gas station or scrolling online and you see these little foil packets. Royal honey, X-rated honey, natural male performance. And you're thinking, come on, it's honey. What's the worst that could happen? Here's the surprising part. A lot of these honey packs aren't just honey. FDA testing has repeatedly found that many of them contain undeclared prescription erectile dysfunction drugs, the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis. So if you've ever wondered why a packet of herbal honey hits like a real ED pill, yeah. That's probably not the herbs. And now the big question becomes, if it acts like Viagra or Cialis, how long is it actually hanging around in your body? And what can it mess with? So, let's break it down like we're talking in the gym parking lot. First, what is a honey pack really? It's usually a single-serve packet of honey mixed with some herbs, vitamins, maybe some extracts, and it's marketed like a libido booster. No prescription, no awkward doctor visit, just rip it open and go. But here's what most guys don't realize. Supplements are regulated very differently than medications. A prescription ED pill has a known dose, consistent manufacturing, and your clinician is supposed to screen you for things like heart risk and medication interactions. A honey pack? It's more like someone handed you a drink at a party and said, "Trust me." Might be weak, might be jet fuel, you don't know. And when these packs are spiked with hidden ED drugs, you're basically taking Viagra or Cialis without knowing the dose or even knowing that you took it. Okay, how do these hidden drugs work? Quick and simple, getting an erection is a blood flow event. Think of it like turning on a hose and then pinching it in the right way so pressure builds. Viagra and Cialis belong to a group called PDE5 inhibitors. Don't get hung up on the name. What they do is help blood vessels relax so blood can flow into the penis more easily when you're actually sexually stimulated. They don't create desire out of thin air. They improve the plumbing. And because they affect blood vessels, they can affect blood pressure too. That's where risk shows up. Now, to the question everybody Googles at 1 a.m., how long does a honey pack stay in your system? Answer, it depends what's secretly inside. If it contains something sildenafil-like, basically Viagra, you'll usually feel it start in about 30 to 60 minutes. The main erection support window is around 4 hours. But wearing off and clearing your system are not the same thing. A useful rule of thumb is this. It takes about 5 half-lives for most of a drug to be mostly cleared from your bloodstream. For sildenafil, the half-life is about 4 hours, so you're looking at roughly 20 hours for most of it to clear. Not an exact stopwatch, but a good real-world estimate. Now, tadalafil, Cialis, is a different animal. If a honey pack contains tadalafil-like ingredients, effects can start in about 30 to 120 minutes, and the erection support can last up to 36 hours. And tadalafil has a much longer half-life, around 17 and a half hours. So 5 half-lives is roughly 3 to 4 days. Yeah, days. Think about it this way. Sildenafil is like renting a car for the evening. Tadalafil is like keeping the keys all weekend. And when you don't know which one you got or the dose, your risk gets unpredictable. And here's the part that matters most. Even if you're no longer feeling it, there can still be enough in your system to interact with other medications. So, let's talk risk. Real talk. If a honey pack gives you the same effect as Viagra, you should assume it carries the same risks as Viagra, but without the safety checks, dose control, or medical supervision. The biggest danger zone is heart meds, specifically nitrates. If you take nitroglycerin for chest pain or any nitrate medication, Mixing that with a PDE5 inhibitor can cause a dangerous drop in blood pressure, lightheadedness, fainting, even heart attack or stroke. That's not hype. That's why clinicians take this so seriously. And the problem with honey packs is you might not even realize you've taken a PDE5 inhibitor, so you don't think to mention it when something goes wrong. Also, watch out for certain blood pressure meds and prostate meds, especially alpha blockers. Those can stack the blood pressure lowering effect when dosing isn't managed carefully. And if you've got liver or kidney problems, drugs can linger longer. Higher levels, bigger effect, more risk. Now, another angle most guys miss is that ED is often a warning light on the dashboard. Not always. Sometimes it's stress, anxiety, sleep, relationship stuff, totally real. But very often, ED is connected to blood vessel health. Things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, sleep apnea. So if you slap a quick fix on it with mystery honey, you might feel better for a night, while the underlying issue quietly gets worse. And that brings me to testosterone, because a lot of guys reach for these products thinking, maybe my T is low. Sometimes that's true. In general, symptomatic men, guys with low libido, low energy, worse mood, weaker recovery, who also have total testosterone below roughly 350 nanograms per deciliter, or free testosterone below about 100 picograms per milliliter, are the men most likely to benefit from a real evaluation for low testosterone. But here's the deal. A hidden ED drug can improve erections temporarily without fixing hormones. That's like turning up the radio when your engine is misfiring. Louder, sure, but the car still has a problem. So what should you watch out for if you already used a honey pack? If any of these happen, don't sleep it off. Get emergency care. Chest pain, tightness, pressure, shortness of breath, severe dizziness, fainting, or you feel like you're about to pass out, sudden vision loss or major vision change, sudden hearing loss or intense ringing, an erection lasting more than 4 hours, especially if painful. That can cause permanent damage if it isn't treated quickly. Or swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, trouble breathing, allergy reaction territory. And this is important. If you ever need emergency care and you took a honey pack, say it out loud, early. Bring the packet or at least a photo. It helps clinicians avoid dangerous medication combinations. All right, so what do you do instead of rolling the dice? Step 1. Get evaluated instead of guessing. Tell your primary care clinician or urologist what's going on, what changed, when it changed, what you've tried. No judgment. This is everyday work for us. Basic labs can be a game changer. Testosterone, blood sugar, cholesterol. Check blood pressure. Sometimes ED is the first clue that your cardiovascular system needs attention. Step 2. Use proven options. Lifestyle changes sound boring until you realize they work. Regular lifting plus cardio improves blood vessel function. Losing abdominal fat helps hormones and circulation. Quit smoking, huge for erections. Moderate alcohol. Sleep like it matters, because it does. And if you need medication, prescription PDE5 inhibitors are effective and generally safe when used correctly. The difference is the dose is known, interactions are checked, and you can adjust intelligently instead of gambling with a foil packet. Step 3. Treat it like a long-term signal, not a one-night emergency. If your erection quality is slipping, don't just keep switching supplements. Recheck the fundamentals. Health, meds, stress, sleep, hormones, relationship context. If something stops working, that's not a reason to double down on mystery products. It's a reason to reassess. Now let's hit a few common questions and mistakes I hear all the time. Number 1. It's natural, honey, so it can't hurt me. A lot of guys think that, but here's the truth. Natural, on the label, doesn't mean safe. And in this case, many honey packs aren't even just honey. They can contain real prescription drugs.
Your body doesn't care if the molecule came from a pharmacy or a packet. Number two, if it works, I don't need a doctor. I get asked this all the time. Look, if your brakes squeal, but the car still stops, do you ignore it? ED can be an early warning sign for blood vessel disease and future heart risk. If something is changing, it's worth checking why. Number three, I'll just take two packs for better results. Big mistake. You don't know the dose in one pack. Taking more can push you into severe low blood pressure or a prolonged erection, or stronger side effects like headache, flushing, nausea, palpitations. More isn't smarter here. It's just riskier. Bottom line, if a honey pack reliably gives you Viagra or Cialis-level results, assume there's a Viagra or Cialis-like drug inside. That means the effects can last hours, and the drug can stay in your system anywhere from about a day to several days, depending on what it contains. And because you can't verify the dose or the ingredient, you can't accurately predict safety. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, poor mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.